This is Refocusing on the Next Priority Action by Tactical Composure. I'll run through a group of tactics which are all a little different, but they all have the theme of being able to help you focus in the here and now back onto the next action you need to be doing. It's about regrouping your mind and redirecting your attention to where it needs to be. And while there certainly is overlap with a range of the tactics we have in the program, these are some simple ways of refocusing that people have used over the years. They are quite familiar to a lot of people. And most importantly, people may not even realize that they do create calm and composure by allowing the mind and the body to settle a little bit and giving a sense of control and order in the day. So firstly is checklist. Actually having a to-do list and a checklist and being able to assign which are the most priority actions to do on the day can help you focus priorities and give you some reasonable expectations. Next, we have pause and play. This is the simple idea of simply pausing or stopping and thinking about what to do next. Might sound too simple to be true, but a lot of people use this language. And ultimately, what's happening in that pause before you act again or put in some action is what matters. So when the pause and then play or pause and then go works for people, it's because in that moment, there's a space where the brain is reactivated to take control, a little bit of composure seeps in, and we're able to get out of autopilot. So sometimes people will use the word stop, think, go, or use a traffic light system. In some ways, this is a mini reset as well too. And you may notice by now that the Tactical Composure logo with our Tactical Composure name at the front is a bit like a pause and play button you would have on some sort of IT system. Thirdly, we've got check-in talk. Check-in is really starting with checking in with people, friends, a workmate or a family member, and having a good talk. Share your achievements and your challenges. Focus on solutions and positives. Might be a phone home idea or call a friend idea as well too. So the reason we've added this one is often just by talking things out and connecting to a friend or someone that you trust, they can help reset the priority for you, or you can make it clear by talking it out loud as well too. It helps you move from that sense of being lost and unsure to, yes, now I know where I need to go and what I do need to do next too. So it's a social solution, but it's also a very powerful one. Next is the self-instructional method, or SIM, and we've informed you on this technique in other areas of the program, but ultimately it's using statements in your own mind to inform or instruct yourself to stop, to not react, and instead to listen and take note and act in accordance to your own values. It's planning how you will act to that particular trigger. So self-instructional method used in a refocusing action would be stop, don't react. I've thought this through. This is what I will do now. And lastly, but also a goodie, is the next best action. It's simply using a question in our mind to activate the control centers of our brain. Just making a decision on the next action to take, no matter the likelihood of the outcome, can reduce feelings of uncertainty and pressure. And the questions activate those thinking centers, as I mentioned. So ask yourself a powerful question such as, what is the next most helpful or sensible action I can take? What is the next step I can take now that best serves me, that serves others, and the outcome I'm trying to achieve? Now you can play with that and find your own best question, but it actually allows you to tailor it to yourself, and that question comes up to help redirect you where you need to go.